It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Once upon a time in the long, long ago, the sun and the wind got into an argument. They were arguing about which of the two was more powerful. Back and forth they argued, each stating why he was more powerful than the other. Well, this argument went on for several days. Finally, the moon, being as tired as he was wise, told the two that he had had enough. Instead of the two continually arguing about who was more powerful, they should have a test. The sun and the wind agreed to such an idea. They would settle the question once and for all. As the wind looked down upon the earth, he saw a man walking along a road. "I suggest," stated the wind, "that we see who can make the man remove his coat. The one which makes the man remove his coat will be declared the most powerful." The wind was thinking of the force he had with which to blow the coat off the man's back. But the sun agreed to the test. It was decided that the wind would try first. The sun backed away and went behind a cloud to allow the wind first chance. Well, the wind began to blow, without much force at first, but then a little stronger. And, much to the surprise of the wind, instead of taking the coat off, the man only pulled it tighter around him. Soon the wind was blowing at full force, and the wind made the man colder and colder. And the colder he got, the more he pulled his coat around him to protect him from the wind. Finally, exhausted from the ordeal, the wind gave up. "I cannot make him pull off his coat," the wind said. "And if I can't, I know you can't," he said to the sun. Well, the sun didn't say anything. Very slowly, he moved from behind the cloud and began to send his warm rays down upon the man. As it began to get warm, the man unbuttoned his coat and let it hang loose. Then the sun, in all its brilliance, unleashed its powerful rays of warmth upon the man. Within a short time, the man was taking off his coat. "You win," said the wind. "You did by warmth what I could not do by force." You know, it's that way in life. Man can achieve by the warmth of love what he can never achieve by the winds of force. Of all the power in the universe, love is the strongest. Man will gladly die for those he loves and seek ways to destroy those who force. Robert Burton was right when he wrote, "No cord nor cable can so forcibly draw or hold so fast as love can do with a twined thread." You can blow men down a path by force, but in the process, they will not stay with you. They will only fight back at you, as the man with the coat did the wind. But if you love them, they will go with you no matter how far nor how hard the way. And they will go voluntarily and gladly. It was not by accident that the Galilean made these two the greatest of all commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. Many of us who have followed the example of the wind would do well to follow the example of the sun.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.